I'm Cody. I primarily go by EM or ZM pronouns, but I'm comfortable being referred to using any neo pronouns that are not Z here. And a little bit about who I am. I am a white, transmasculine, femme non-binary, disabled, neurodivergent, obsessive-compulsive, chronically ill, Unitarian Universalist, raised Jewish, non-monogamous, demi-low romantic, gray demibisexual, survivor of acute and complex trauma, millennial, and cat parent in mental health.
You know, a long time ago, being crazy meant something. Nowadays, everybody's crazy.
You know society's doomed when Chief of the Crazies old Charlie Manson starts to make sense. Oof, not good. Anyway, welcome back. Thank you guys so much for joining me. So in order to make these videos, you guys know that I have to sift through all kinds of TikToks and video clips and news stories and such. And that's okay. It doesn't bother me. I mean, I do feel like I'm constantly swimming through raw sewage to make these videos, but it's all right. I love to do it. Well, that sounds kind of weird. You guys know what I mean. However, it all really finally just hit me while putting this video together. We're f***ed. We're doomed. I don't see how we're ever going to put this genie back in the bottle. And keep in mind, you guys only see 5, maybe 10% of the stuff that I have to look through. Most of it I can't even put in these videos or this channel would be deleted immediately. And I'm not trying to sound like some Debbie Downer or a pessimist. That's not who I am. I just don't see how society is going to survive this. I just don't see an exit strategy here. And you guys will see exactly what I mean in today's video. So let's get into it. Now, if you place your attention on the screen for a moment. So Disney has gone full rainbow. This is a design for Disney Pride Night. Yes, you heard me. Disney, famous for the kids movies, the kids cartoons, the kids theme park. Disney Pride Night. Now, it's not a secret that Disney has a gay agenda. And that's not my words. That's the words of a top Disney executive.
Our leadership over there has been so welcoming to like my like not at all secret gay agenda. And so like I feel like I felt like it was, I mean, like maybe it was that way in the past, but I guess like something must have happened in the last like they are turning it around. They're going hard. And then all that like momentum that I felt like that sense of I don't have to be afraid to like let's have these two characters kiss, let's in the background this, like I was just wherever I could just basically adding queerness to like the, if you see anything queer in the show I'm proud of them, but like I just was like no one would stop me and no one was trying to stop me.
You heard it straight out of the horse's mouth, right? So I would say that's a pretty damn good indicator that society is collapsing right in front of our eyes when you have one of the largest companies in the United States, in the world, that's geared towards kids, not only supporting, but actively promoting a man and another man each other, giving each other a I mean, where does it end?
This sounds very gay.
All right, this one is for all the ladies out there. We live in such bizarre times that this young fella is going to tell you all what it actually means to be a woman. Roll it.
I don't see how you're saying, you know, you're not a woman if you don't have the surgery. That doesn't make you a f***ing woman. Let's be for real. What makes you a woman is what you feel inside and how you present yourself. Like, I'm not gonna sit here and keep arguing with y'all back to back, talking about, oh, well, you're not a woman, this and that, surgeries, booze, coochie, cootie cat, this and that. Girl, nobody cares. Nobody cares. What makes you a woman is your womanhood and what you believe in and what you can absolutely do for yourself. Being trans is to be yourself and to have yourself. It's not to sit here and please people like you. I don't care if you don't like me, and I don't care if you don't see me as a woman. I look good doing it. Do you not see this?
What the f*** are you talking about, man?
Hey, where are the white women at?
Never, ever in my wildest dreams did I think we would be living in a time where men would be telling women what it means to be a woman. Anyway, so it's not just the LPD. Oh, f*** it.
LGBTQ2+.
That's exactly what I just said, isn't it? Potato, potato, I guess. Anyway, so it's not just that stuff being shoved down everybody's throats that's causing all the anger and division. It's also this critical race theory and race hustlers that are causing just as many problems. Roll the film.
I don't trust white people. I don't trust white people for a multitude of reasons, but one of the main reasons is they're unpredictable. Like, I think about all the times where I really considered white people my friends, and then when we got in a small argument, they released all the racism they hid throughout our whole friendship. Scary. And then I think about the fact that I become mutuals with people, give them the opportunity to come clean about any problematic past, they say nothing, and then they get exposed for being racist. And it's never like some low-key, like I used to say the N-word in songs. No, it's like N-word hard R against black people. Like, tell me why white people are normalizing racist past. Also, I think about the fact that white people have continuously, when given the opportunity, oppressed multiple marginalized communities. And I think about the fact how easy it is for them to do it again. Like, if they really wanted to, they would bring slavery back. They kind of already did with the criminal justice system. Plus the rate of hate crimes. I will legit always be scared of white people until they're the minority. Which I hope will be sooner than I think.
That's just self-centered and racist. You need to shut the f*** up.
That poor lady just doesn't have a f***ing clue as to what's going on. I mean, it's sad, really. Anyway, next up. So, I mentioned quite often on this channel how Dylan, our old pal Dylan, Dylan Mulvaney, I always mention how Dylan dresses and behaves like a little girl. You'll see that here with his hairstylist, I guess. I don't know. Roll the film.
This is my Malibu Barbie doll that I got for Christmas this year. She comes with a hairbrush, a pocketbook, and two different dresses.
Stop being a girly man.
I say again, never ever in my wildest dreams did I think a grown man who dresses up and acts like a little girl would be invited to the White House and praised by the sitting president and vice president. Yet here we are. Oh, make it stop. Anyway, all right, next up, this kid, what's his name? Henry, I don't know. He's a paid Democrat influencer. He just parrots the establishment talking points in these videos. And this kid doesn't have a f***ing clue what he's talking about. He literally has no idea what he's talking about. They give him a script. He reads it. They give him a little check. Anyway, he can stay over on that side. Roll it.
So I shot a gun for the first time today, and I've always been told by Republicans that after the first time, I'll be in favor of guns and I'll want more guns. But for me, it was the exact opposite. I realized how powerful these guns are, and at a moment's notice, they can be used to take someone's life. And the fact that in many states in this country, you can walk into one of these stores and 10 minutes later walk out with an AR-15 is absurd. This experience made me want more gun control, not less.
You act like a little right now.
Now, if you look up beta male in the dictionary, it's just going to show a picture of the Henry or Harry or whatever the f*** his name is. Anyway, before we go any further, I got to give a huge shout out to the sponsor of today's video. And while I'm doing that, I'm going to leave this picture of Will, excuse me, Leah Thomas on the screen. And it looks like Will's gone for, Leah, I'll try to get it right, has gone for the whole makeover here. Went with the pink hair, typical lib. Also got the jersey that says trans athletes belong in sports. Nobody's arguing with you. They just need to play the sport that they biologically match up with, and it's a dead issue. Nobody cares. Anyway, today's video is being brought to us by Dr. Koopa Beattie. Dr. Koopa Beattie, thank you so much for sponsoring today's video. I really appreciate it, and I'm glad to see that you're still here enjoying these videos after, what, a year, year and a half of being in this community. Thank you so much. I truly appreciate that. Now, if you'd like to sponsor the next video and help support the channel, there is a PayPal link in the description box below, and I will say your full name as a sponsor of said video unless stated otherwise by you. Let's get Big Willie off the screen.
That ain't no woman. It's a man, man.
All right, now people like this fella call J.K. Rowling and Riley Gaines TERFs. They call them TERFs, and I think that stands for Trans Exclusionary Radical Feminist. They also call Dave Chappelle that. It doesn't mean anything. It just means people who stick up for women's rights. That's it. Anyway, so this guy heard that there is a new name coming for those people, and he doesn't want it to catch on. He doesn't want it to take hold, so he's trying to squash that. Now roll the film, please.
Okay, I've been seeing the term feminist appropriating reactionary transphobe or fart start to actually catch traction on here. Please don't. Can we not do that? Reason why is because one, it allows them to gaslight harder than they already do, that somehow or another they're the real victim, and two, it drastically underplays the actual threat that these unhinged transphobes pose to our community. So instead, let's keep the term TERF, just use a more accurate definition. Transphobic, exclusionist, reactionary, fascist.
Get the f*** out of here.
Imagine having so much free time on your hands and so few problems in your life that you have to create all your own problems, then you have to make up names for the people that you think are creating all your problems that you're actually creating all on your own. See the circular logic these people use? It's very tiring, and that's why we're going to be ending it on this one. I can't take anymore. I'm sure you guys can't either. That is definitely enough brain aids for one day. And of course, we're going to be ending it on everybody's least favorite former Vice President Joe Biden. He's talking about global warming, and he's been to a bunch of fires, and I'm shocked that they still bring this guy out and give him a microphone. I can't believe, even if there's a teleprompter, they do it because they think we're all idiots. They literally think we're a bunch of idiots. And you know what? There are a lot of them out there. So. Anyway, guys, things are clearly getting crazy out there. So please take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. Till next time. Love you guys. Peace. Roll it.
So anybody who doesn't think we have global warming, hang out with me, man. Travel every major fire I've been to, you know.
I don't know what the f*** you're talking about.
And you ain't black.